Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith. I'm the Chief Strategist of Social Media and Innovation at Dunman Company, and I'm so excited about the guest we have on today. It's my friend Joel Sutherland. Joel, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Neil. Glad to do it.
So you are a unique person. You have a unique role, and you also have a unique accent, and so you win immediately. The award for the best accent ever on this podcast. But Joel, if you would share a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Right. So my Long Island accent will give you away quickly. Obviously, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line and live in Georgia. But hey, I've got two main responsibilities, Neil. I head evangelism for the largest denomination in the United States, the Southern Baptist Convention. We have over 46,000 churches. And so I call that my day job. That's what I do primarily, and travel with that kind of from coast to coast with consulting and conferencing and those kind of things. And then my secondary job is I'm the lead pastor at a church in the Chattanooga area. It's actually in North Georgia, but it's in the Chattanooga metro area. And so that's my side gig. The president of the North American Mission Board calls it my Mary Kay job.
Your Mary Kay job. That's awesome. Well, and Joel, you shared with me as we started this call that you guys just hit one of the 100 fastest growing churches in the country this year. So it's pretty great when your side gig is doing so well at the same time.
Yeah, it's really, things are really going well. My primary responsibility is at the church, and I started there as an interim about 18 months ago, and then became, permanent lead pastor back in January 1 this year, but had started in January 1 of January 8, 2016. And so really been blessed, man. We grew 20% last year. We're growing at a rate of 28% this year. We've baptized, I think it's 90 people since January, seen several hundred come to faith in Christ, and just really had a fantastic first 18 months at the church.
That's awesome. Well, it's been fun knowing you and following that journey. And obviously, we're connected on social media, and so I've been following on social media and love what you're doing. Let's first talk about your role. You know what, let's talk about the church a little bit and your role with the church, and then I want to talk about your role in evangelism. But with the church, you've seen tremendous growth there. How are you using social media, or how has social media played into that growth, or if at all?
So when I first came to the church, they probably at that point had the social media account. The funny thing was, when I started doing a little bit, had the executive pastor do an audit. We had like 3 Instagram accounts and a couple of Twitter accounts. And, I think Neil's, you're probably familiar. That's typical at a lot of churches. Yep. Different people start different accounts. And we quickly, I said, hey, we've got to consolidate that. And so we really lost some of our audience in the process because they were connected to one account. We tried to fix all that. But I've written one book, and it's on church and social media, and it was outdated by the time it was published 6 years ago. It was just a primer. I was trying back then. Pastors were fighting against social media still, and so I was trying to say, hey, this is a space we need to be speaking into, not forsaking. And so I see it as a tool. And so we came at the church last year, and one of the first opportunities we had to go all in on social media was for Easter. And so we put together, a quick landing page on our website. I shot just a short video, less than a minute, about, that was an invitation to Easter. And we put it on all our social media channels, and we put it on Facebook, obviously. And we did a little boosting on Facebook. But man, that thing, it got over 100,000 views on it. Wow. As we were leading up to Easter, it was shared hundreds of times by our church members, and it really helped, solidify in the staff's mind how important social media could be. And then we set a record Easter attendance, when we did it. And so not contributing all that to social media, but obviously that plays a major part, because one of the things I say is we get a little confused on who our neighbor is in this context, in this culture, because few people know the person across the hall or across the street from where they are, but we're connected with hundreds of connections and networks on social media. So if you're going to witness to your neighbor, in this context, I think, in this culture, that almost starts on a social media level. Yep. And so we just decided, hey, let's give our church tools that they can use to be a witness and invite other people to church and tell them what's going on here. So that's kind of our weekly plan, is let's give our church members tools that they can share that help build bridges to our church.
That's awesome. And so you, in your role as the senior pastor, are you communicating that from the pulpit? Are you just modeling it from your personal account? How is it, or are you just putting good content out there worth sharing? What are you doing to create that level of engagement within the congregation?
Yeah, so we don't specifically ask for shares. We would rather it happen organically.
Yep.
And that's really what we've seen happen, is we're trying to put really good content out that people just naturally want to share. So really, especially when we're going towards a big day, take for example Easter, when we talk about what are we going to post on social media, we say we need to speak in language that makes this easy to share.
Yep.
So we'll even write the caption assuming it's going to be shared, assuming it's going to go to someone that we're not yet connected with. And so we just try to put that content out and make it very shareable, and put good content out that your church members are proud to share. You know, it's something that represents them and the church and very well. Yeah, so that's really our key, I think.
And so watching your page, and when we say good content, what I've seen you posting are videos. Is it all videos, or what does that entail?
No, we try to, especially with Facebook, we do Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, but by far our most engagement is on Facebook, just by far. We get fairly good engagement on Instagram, but, sharing becomes a little more complex on Instagram, obviously, than what it is on Facebook, and Facebook just makes it so easy to share. And so we try to do 1 to 2 videos a week, honestly. And then we do a lot of photographs. And we do different things, again, that make it shareable. One of the things we did was, the name of the church is Peavine Baptist, P-E-A-V-I-N-E. It's named after a creek in the area. And so, which people in the area are very familiar with. The name sounds weird, but not if you're in the area. It doesn't. And so, like we created signs that said, I love my church. And so we'll get groups of people. We don't do this every week, but it's just one of the things we mix in. We'll have a person or a group of people hold up the sign and say, I love my church. And then the caption is what they love about our church. Mm. And so that becomes very shareable content.
Yep.
I think there's a Bible verse that says, let another speak well of you. So, that's kind of what we're doing. It's not the paid staff saying we have a good church. We're trying to leverage what other people would say about it. So we use youth, and we try to take a lot of pictures.
Yep.
Capture all the content is my thinking, because that's really the hardest part. One of the hardest parts about social media is making sure you capture the content. There's nothing worse than having a great event and then saying, oh, I wish I'd captured content. At it, because you can't go back and capture it. So we just try to capture good content from events, from every Sunday, and we try to share that throughout the week. And the videos are either baptism videos or videos of church members talking about the church, or it's a sermon clip, a 30-second sermon clip, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
things that are just easy to share.
Yeah, well, and. So I'm going to encourage everyone to go follow the Peavine Baptist Church Facebook page, because it's been so captivating for me. Honestly, Joel, it looks like you're having revival every Sunday as I'm watching your pictures and your videos. It just looks like everyone is high-fiving. You're going to get about 12 hugs. and you're going to hear a good message and some lively music. I mean, I pick up on it on a weekly basis, and I can't wait to be in the area and actually come on a weekend. But it's so go ahead, Joel.
I said, you described it. That's basically what it is like every week. And I'll be honest, social media helps that.
Yeah.
Social media creates an expectation around what's going to happen on Sundays. And people come in expecting, you know, something to happen. And that really changes the dynamic of a Sunday service when people come in expecting something to happen. And a lot of that's based on, you know, what they're seeing on social media. We're not trying to bait and switch. We're not trying to make, you know, the advertisement look better than the actual thing. We feel like we've got a great thing going, and, you know, we're trying to match those up. And so we want the actual experience to match what we advertised, and it does.
That's awesome. So in your seat as the senior pastor, what advice would you give other senior pastors, and what maybe would you say is the role of the senior pastor on social media, and what is not the role of a senior pastor on social media?
Well, so when it comes to my experience, you know, I don't do it, but I kind of oversee it since marketing is one of my hobbies. You know, it's kind of one of my loves, I guess, because I kind of see marketing and evangelism as much the same thing, trying to get a message out. And so if you market well, it helps you get the message of the gospel out. And so from my seat, and specifically from my interest, I try to paint the big picture of what we want to accomplish through social media. And I do give out some direction with that. It's still difficult sometimes when we have a fantastic staff and we're just now a year and a half in getting trained with, hey, we need to capture all the content. So it's not often for me to say, do we have someone at this event taking pictures and video? And a staff member will say, oh, we will after I make this phone call. You know, because we're so focused on putting on a good event, or, you know, we have forgotten that event can last for a long time.
Yeah.
I just went and visited our children. Our primary age kids are at our kids camp. This week, we went last night and visited them. My wife and I did. And so I was talking to our kids pastor, you know, about, hey, make sure you're capturing video, make sure you're getting this kind of thing. It becomes great advertisement on social media for next year. So one of my roles is saying, hey guys, remember, we need to capture content. We need to make sure that when we have a baptismal service, we're baptizing, you know, 10, 15, 20 people, that we're getting every person baptized on camera in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
Whether it's the actual baptism or whether it's in the hallway before or whatever it may be. And so I'm really, part of my role is make sure, hey, we capture. And then one of the things I helped do from the lead pastor perspective was lay out a blueprint for our social media. Because what was happening before was it was hit or miss. I was in an airport because I travel a lot with my day job. And I was in an airport and noticed, hey, we're not posting on Facebook in three days. And that's just, you know, not good practice.
Right.
And so the guy we kind of have heading it up, which is a 21-year-old college student, you know, who does this for us. You know, I called him and I said, hey, here's what a blueprint needs to look like. Here's laying out an entire week. And you're going to put in categories. Post number 4 for Facebook will happen at this time of day. And it needs to be a scripture quote or we do very little in that. We kind of follow your plan meals with, you know, inspiration, information, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you listen. So we're not. I appreciate this.
Yeah. So we do. We do. I actually have our social media guy reads and listens to what you put out. And
that's
because
awesome.
We want to make sure that, hey, we're connected and staying with best practices.
Yeah.
So, you know, my role, make sure we capture content. My role is, hey, here's the blueprint to make sure we're consistent in what we're doing. And once we have a blueprint, I'm fairly comfortable with just allowing him to operate inside the blueprint. The only time I really approve anything as lead pastors when I approve all the videos normally.
Yep.
And so I want to see those to make sure they fit well. And it's rare I don't have an edit, you know, to those. But again, the guy we have doing it is fantastic. And, you know, every week he learns a little bit more, you know, better how to do it. So those have been kind of my two roles. Hey, here's how we capture content. Here's kind of a cadence we want with social media. And I'm sensitive to that. My wife told me recently, hey, I think we're over-posting for the summer because our engagement had dropped just a little bit because there's so much else going on.
Yep.
So I just kind of made the executive decision, hey, let's cut back on our cadence a little bit during the summer. We're never going to get great engagement because of everything else going on during the summer. So we changed our cadence, slowed it down just a little bit, and we'll rev it back up as we get towards the end of July and before school starts.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, and Joe, I want to piggyback on what you said. As we speak, two senior pastors of what one of the things that's worked on your end is that you have owned it. Part of that has worked because you get marketing, but I think part of it is the influence in your seat as a senior pastor. And so there are a lot of senior pastors that aren't marketing experts like you are, but I will say that if you want social media to work in your church, it's you've got to have at least a level of ownership with it. You've got to be at least paying attention to it, valuing it, and communicating around that. So that I think it's fantastic. It is well, it's so fun to see.
You know, from the seat of the senior pastor, there's some nuances that only you will get.
Yeah.
Like there are word changes, or even in a video, sometimes something doesn't come across well in a 30-second video. We've scrapped a couple of videos totally where I just said, hey, that we, you know, what Seth Godin call it, the curse of knowledge. You have the curse of knowledge because you heard that sermon. And so your context is a 30-minute sermon. Their context is a 30-second clip. And you're assuming they knew the 2 minutes before and the 2 minutes after, and they don't. And so this out of context makes sense to you, but it will not to people who weren't in the service. And so those are nuances that really from the senior pastor chair is only, that's really the only chair that can be aware of those type things, you know? So I want to make sure that if I'm responsible for the message on Sunday morning, in general, I'm responsible for the messaging throughout the week.
Yep.
And again, I don't supervise every post, but videos I specifically do, and, you know, pictures and those kind of things, you can't, it'd be really hard to get some of those wrong. You could, but the nuances aren't as great as what they are maybe in videos and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think for a senior pastor, you just can't turn that over to someone without knowing, hey, from my chair, I do need to understand and really make sure I agree with the messaging that's coming out on social media.
Yeah, that's fantastic. One of the things too I see on your Facebook page is you have an animated motion video at the top as the banner image.
Yeah.
I love that you're taking advantage of basically the cutting edge, you know. And so social media is always changing, and that's a new element within Facebook and continuing to stay on that edge. One of the things Facebook recently shared at their F8 conference is that 50% of all content consumed on Facebook is now video. So video really is so key as you're going to progress in social media, but it's not just video. It's a combination, as you shared. So let's move to evangelism in your day job seat that you sit in. What have you seen as far as evangelism trends that have worked and not worked when it comes to social media?
Well, you know, when you get that larger perspective, there are some companies, that not companies, but ministries, that when it comes out to be just full on evangelism, they're great at it. I just had a meeting with Crew, you know, the other day, and they have a website that, you know, it's leading thousands of students to Christ worldwide.
Yeah.
Thousands. Most churches are not involved at that level, or nor can they do it. So I kind of view it, you've got these global ministries that can do, you know, evangelism at a global level, through the internet, social media, and that kind of thing. I think, you know, for the church, most of it becomes bridge building to try to get them in the door or get them online in a service, you know, to connection. Because, you know, those saying, Niels, you know, you don't pay attention to a car commercial until you're looking to buy a car.
Yep.
You know, you ignore them. And I think a lot of times church and the gospel and God, people ignore those topics until they have this brokenness in their lives or this need in their lives that points them toward it. And so what you want to do from that perspective is just always be consistently messaging the gospel or even your church connection. Yeah. And so you can build a bridge at that level over, you know, to your church.
Yeah, that's good. So tell me, I'm sure you interface, Joel, with many, you know, overseeing 46,000 churches in this area. I'm sure you get the resistance from a lot of pastors to using social media still. And you shared with your book back then, it was almost like it was sin to use social media. What do you tell pastors now? I mean, I think more people are embracing it, but there's still a lot that are resistant. How do you push them towards it, or do you?
Yeah. So no, I definitely do. I don't remember if I tell this story in my book or not, but I was teaching a seminar one time on it. This has been 2010 and, you know, maybe 2011, but around that time when it had not been far removed that you had to have a .edu address to be on Facebook. You know, it had not been many years ago. Yeah. And I had a pastor say to me, well, I don't like Facebook because you can pretend to be someone you're not. And I said, well, actually, that is absolutely not correct. You know, that's the whole point of Facebook is you can't pretend, you know, that guy still had a chat room in his mind.
Yep.
You know, and that's not Facebook. Yep. There's still some residual thinking like that in the church, but I see it less and less.
Yep.
Most churches I know have embraced Facebook to some level. I even see smaller churches now that forego a website. And they're just using Facebook.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, for a website, which is not a bad idea when, you know, you don't have any, your small church, you don't have anyone in your church to do website maintenance or keep it up to date. Facebook is much easier to keep up to date.
Yeah.
Than that. But I think the biggest problem I see from the pastoral level is we're engaging it to get it started, but there's still that lack of consistency with social media. And pastors tend to think, well, that's just more time than I have.
Yep.
And they tend to think still that social media is for a younger generation, which is definitely not true and specifically not true on Facebook. You know, which is the demographics all over the board on Facebook.
Right.
You know, I think the problem becomes now a lot of pastors know they should be using it, but it's putting together a plan that doesn't take, a large portion of their time during the week away.
Yep.
And that's, to me, that simply is sitting down and mapping out a content blueprint and filling in the blanks throughout the week. And consistency is the key, you know, to that. So to me, that's the biggest problem with social media at a national level is there's just not enough people consistently speaking into the space when it comes to social media.
I love that. So you probably wrote your book a year or two before I did. I was still, you know, it's probably 5 years ago that my book came out and it was still 50% of my feedback was, why in the world would you encourage people to do something sinful like social media? and it's entertaining how much that conversation has changed since. Of now, it's, oh man, I wish I would have paid attention. You know, we let this pass by. How do we catch up? But it has been an interesting ride as social media has matured as well and how people are using it. And there's, you know, one of the things I love, Joe, that you even spoke to is you can't overdo social media. You know, you can't post too much or you can't invest too much time. But I think it's probably lean on that side of it rather than not doing it, you know, or not doing it enough, and that being consistent really is key. That's really great wisdom.
Well, and Niels, you and I both know, even in the blogging world, consistency is the key. If you'll just hang in there with a blog over time, it will get noticed and begin to get traction. It's very much the tipping point or the snowball effect. People give up on blogging 18 months into it, 2 years into it.
Yep.
And they think, well, I've given it a 2-year run, and it just takes longer than that.
Yep.
It's going to wait and see who shakes down and who has enough content for the long haul. And, man, we've all seen a lot of blogs, podcasts, and those kind of things that went away when really they had good content, but they just lost momentum. And I think that it's easy for that to happen with social media, too. Yep.
Boy, I think if a church will commit, you know, to 2 years, 3 years, we're going to prioritize yep. social media and invest energy into great content. I can't imagine, unless they have a really broken church, that their church isn't going to
right.
see significant growth from that investment.
That's right. Hey, so, and to tell you a funny yeah. story, you know, I know a major Christian organization. Now, we're talking about a multi-million-dollar organization that back in about 2010 forbid their employees from being on social media or reading or writing blogs.
Wow.
And so that shows you that even with social media, we're in it. We're in the infancy of it.
Yep.
You know, we're less than 10 years into widespread acceptance of social media. And, yep. you know, I wasn't joking when I said my book was outdated by the time. Facebook is changing daily. I mean, you're talking about the cover, animated cover photos.
Yep.
You can't write a book that, I mean, this is not a book
right.
world.
Right.
You know,
yep.
it's just so different,
yep.
you know, to keep up with. And that can be frustrating for pastors, and I get it.
Yep.
You know, that just when you think you've got it, but this is, it's one of those things you have to commit to.
It, you know, it is crazy. How, I mean, there's 2 billion active users on Facebook now, and this was created in a dorm room 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It didn't even exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just That's is right. hard to map your, and it is shaping every organization,
yeah.
every industry, including the church. And you're, you know, things that you're speaking to today, the growth you're seeing, not all because of Facebook, but Facebook's a big part of that. And churches
yeah.
that are prioritizing this new medium are seeing great return. And I think it's not just evangelism. I think it's discipleship. I think it's fellowship. I think it's
yeah.
all aspects of the church really can be enhanced through an investment in social media.
Oh, and the plans we have for it later on, we haven't even started what we're about to start doing with Facebook video and other things that we're going to engage in tremendously because there's just so much out there. I kind of like to let the space shake down a little bit, let some of the major changes take place first
yep.
before you go engage all the way. I don't think in this arena you have to be cutting edge necessarily. You just need to be in the space.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
so you don't have to. And I know you're great, Niels, at being cutting edge, so churches don't have to be, so to speak.
Mm.
You know, they can
yep.
they can pay attention to is that working or is it not?
Yep.
You know, because it goes back like this, you know, Snapchat. I mean, it's a great tool, but it's still difficult to figure out how to use it from a ministry standpoint.
Yep, that's right.
You know, separate audience building, and you know, most churches probably just don't need to be on it just because it's another platform that you have to manage or whatever. So you don't have to be cutting edge with it. You just need to be in the space.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice. Well, Joel, as we wrap up this conversation, any final thoughts you'd want to share with our pastors and ministry leaders that are listening?
Yeah, just go back and reiterate what I said earlier. You don't have to do, if social media is stressing you out, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put together a plan, put together a blueprint, find somebody to oversee it, and just make sure you're consistent. And, you know, if that's one post a day on Facebook, don't move on to Instagram or Twitter until you've got Facebook down. And if the only space you can afford in your time economy to own is Facebook, then you're fine. Just own that space, stay there, and you'll get good results off of it.
Awesome. That great advice, Joel. Thanks so much for the time and for the investment in our pastors and ministry leaders that are listening. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Social Media Church Podcast. You can go to learn more about Peavine Baptist Church and connect with Joel on the show notes at socialmedia.church. If you would, leave a comment in iTunes. Share this podcast with a friend. We'd love for others to join you in listening to this podcast as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on the next episode.